Firstly, if that was the case, I actually would have started a month prior and be speaking to the elders. See, the community is structured that you've got your elders, your justice group and your council, and depends on what situation's occurring in the community, which way you address the problem that's going on. For that, you're looking at your elders first, and you start to talk to your strong elders and say that, well, you know, my time's coming up, this police officer's coming in, I know him. And because you've developed that rapport with them and that respect and trust, if you're saying that he's a confident, good police officer, he will require some assistance and guidance off you. Those elders will readily make themselves available to him. At the first time that there's a violent incident or an incident within the community, you'll find that those people will gravitate towards. So the first part is that to start to educate the community via the elders and the justice group. The second part is speaking with the officer. It's about basically introduction. It's about just getting out and getting dirty. It's about walking the streets. It's about standing there in the middle of the streets and talking with the elders. It's not having the conversations with community members inside the police station or inside the courtroom or inside the council. It's about in their environment, because that's where policing is about. You can't police from inside four walls. It's about actually policing at their place, and it's about going to their place. And what happens with it is that you'll be talking to one person and 10 other people will gravitate around. And so you'll have to engage 10 people there. But there's no problems in that engagement, because there's a respect and there's a hierarchy within the community. And everybody else, they won't say anything. They'll listen to what you say. And if that elder, you know, if he's appreciative of what you say and he agrees, then you have no problems. And so what it's about introducing inside the community. Because if you can gain that trust and that respect and develop that open forum of communication outside, then when you bring it inside the police station behind closed doors, you have no problems there. And that's what it's all about. It's about, for that person, if you had that luxury, it would be a month before, it would be starting the education program with the elders, the justice group. Then as the officer came in, it would be doing it, and doing it on a twofold level. First one out in the community, and second one inside in the police station, and or at the courtroom in the council. But you've got three chains of command inside, you know, or three hierarchical structures. You've got the elders, and they're always the ones that go first. Is, you know, in my dealings, the first, the justice group second, and the council third, because the council, they're to do with local government, and, you know, but the other two, they're the ones that you're always going to turn to for law and order issues. As Leon and Vanessa stated, and the mayor stated, you know, when you're going to start, they're the people that are going to walk out into the street and disarm people and help you. They're the people that are going to come and provide you statements for, you know, against individuals. And so you need to, if I have that police officer with me and those issues start to happen, he takes control. But it's probably a two-part process prior to him coming, and then the second part is an active engagement.
When they're there.